Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote of the day is from our guest. If someone says they can't go through the door or the back door or the side door, I'm coming down the fucking chimney. You gotta figure out a different way to get what you want. It's not always going to be the same way as everyone. That is Lauren Everts Bostick from The Skinny Confidential. Hill Squad, this is a very fun conversation. I think you guys are going to love. We're chatting with entrepreneur Lauren. She's the woman behind The Skinny Confidential. We'll talk about how she built her business from blog to podcast to product to empire. And I think that we should just kind of roll right into this. So
she also gives you and Kev the greatest bedroom tip.
Guys, she changed my bedroom life. Yeah, so yeah. This is a fun interview and it might change your bedroom life too. Okay, Lauren is amazing. She turned her passion for beauty, wellness, and no BS advice into one of the most distinctive blogs online today, The Skinny Confidential. The Skinny Confidential has been featured in Shape, Women's Health Magazine, Self Magazine, The Gary Vee Show, People Magazine, and she was one of Create and Cultivate's top 100 beauty bloggers. Lauren is an author, blogger, podcaster, entrepreneur, and mother. She slowly built The Skinny Confidential, not making a dime for 3 years. And now, over the past 12 years, The Skinny Confidential has developed from a health and fitness blog to a total lifestyle with an incredible community. Very excited to chat with Lauren today. You know, because I just got back from a two-week trip. 1 week I was working, the other week I was on vacation, and I was like, whoa, there's a lot to do. And then that overwhelm kind of hits. So I'm curious, how did you kind of heal yourself of that anxiety from 10 years ago? What, like, is it really just having the right team in place?
Well, first of all, you do so much front facing. So I can't imagine that's a lot. I mean, you're always in front of the camera. So that's probably why you have anxiety, which I would totally understand. If I was in front of the camera as much as you are, I'm sure I would still have that anxiety. I think because I'm a little bit more behind the camera, and because when I podcast, I'm behind the camera sometimes, I can like do solo episodes and it's not always visual, that it's easier.
There's
a little bit of anxiety, but it's nothing like it was 10 years ago. I think delegating, having the right people, because I've gone through some interesting people, as I'm sure you have, as you grow.
That was going to be my next question. First of all, by the way, I am considering doing more audio podcasts just to have a little bit more of a simpler kind of schedule with all of it. But more importantly, how do you find the right people, right? So yes, I've had some interesting situations in life as well when you've hired as many people as we have. You get great ones, you get okay ones, and then you get some interesting ones. As an entrepreneur and a businesswoman, how do you find the right people, that's tough.
It is tough. I think that it's very, very important that they understand that what we do is not what they see on TV, that there's all kinds of stuff that has to make stuff happen. And those systems need to be in place. And sometimes it's rosé and oysters, but the other, 90% is work. And I am so blunt to the point it's probably off-putting now, because I've gone through the people that have watched Instagram story and think that it's fluffy and pink and fun all the time. And it's not, it's work. And I've done every facet of my business. So when someone comes in and starts working with me, I say, anyone who comes into a job with the Skinny Confidential, you have to learn every facet. And if you're unwilling to open a box or carry pumpkins to decorate, the house or unbox waters, then like, this isn't the job. This is a job where like my creative director started working in my closet 8 years ago, doing dry cleaning and taking out the trash. And now she's the creative director. So I try to explain that up front. And I think that kind of weeds out anyone who's in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but they still come in. So when I feel like when I was hiring assistants, for example, which I no longer do, I don't have any assistants and I probably never will again, because first of all, I think we've always had unrealistic expectations of what a 23-year-old is capable of. I'm like, yes. Why do we think, like, I was just looking at a friend who I'm trying to help find an assistant, and the ad for it is hilarious. Must be amazing at marketing and sales, this and that, like the list of things that we think that they should know when most of them haven't even traveled out of their state. Why are they handling our travel too? It was kind of funny, but you learn from the people around you. You get that ad for an assistant from someone else and you're like, oh, well, that's what I'm supposed to have. And then when you break free of it, you're like, wow, I was expecting a 20-something year old to run my life. That makes no fucking sense. They don't even know how to tie their own shoes yet. They're just learning. And by the way, that's not a knock. I'm saying is like, I'm being extreme. They're just coming out of the womb. They don't know how to do any of this stuff yet. They haven't even done it for themselves. How could they do it for you? So what I would do, Lauren, is I would try to scare them out of taking the job. I would tell them how horrible it was going to be. This is going to be a nightmare. It's 24/7, this and that. Oh my God, you're going to be doing, taking out the trash one day and, running a meeting the next day. Like, I would try to scare them so that they didn't take it, so that only the ones who were really serious would attempt it. Because
I love that.
Because that's, they so see smart. All the perks. Yeah. Yeah, Lauren, they see all the perks. No matter how much you tell them it's not pink and champagne, it's pink and champagne because that's the dream. That's the goal. They want your life. So they want proximity to your life so that they can have it. And then when they don't get it, they're like, wait, what? And so.
Yeah, you're right. You are right about that. And you are right about the 23-year-old thing. And then it also gets sticky when they're the same age as you, because yep. then the resentment develops. I think just be very careful who you are hiring and make sure that they understand. And if they don't understand, Gary Vee always says this, and I think it's so smart. He's like, hire fast, fire fast.
Yeah.
And he's like, hire. And if it doesn't work out, it's like, bye. It's not a fit. I don't have the answer here. I have over 13 years of doing this. I feel like I've kind of starting to kind of get it, but I definitely don't have all the answers on it.
Yeah. It's a real tricky one for sure. Because
when you're on the go 24/7, like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
I've had people who applied for jobs. Okay, one, for example. You know, obviously in the ad, you say you like must be proficient on, you know, the phone and computer, whatever. This person was from like an uber wealthy family, like of like a highest level kind of like royalty kind of shit, and didn't even know how to use a BlackBerry.
Wow.
Like that was when BlackBerries were the primary phone. And I'm in the back of a cab with her. This is our first work trip together. And she's pulling out her laptop and she's trying to work off a laptop in the back of a cab. When I'm like, wait, you have a phone. I gave you a phone. It's so much easier. You don't have Wi-Fi in here. And she was like, I don't know how to use the phone. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's another thing too, is
they lie.
You want someone that has that hustle in them. And sometimes when you've been handed a lot of things, it can be difficult to really feel that, like that hustle, that drive. Yeah. And I'm not saying that always, but sometimes it can be hard when things have been easy street and then you have to like go into a job that's like so multifaceted and crazy and you have to multitask.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, I have to ask because you and your husband, Michael, have been together a really long time, just like me and Kevin. So me and Kevin have been together 24 years next in 2 or 3 months, I think it is.
Wow.
My like whole adult life. And so you guys were like middle school sweethearts or something. Am I crazy to remember this?
We met when we were 12 and we dated a little bit, if you want to even call it that, from like 12 to 14 and broke up and did not get back together until after college.
Okay. So you guys, but you've still been together a really long time now.
We've been together for a long time. I don't even know. We just celebrated our 5-year wedding anniversary and we were like, I was engaged for so long because I just put off planning a wedding. So we've been together a long time, just like you guys, not that long, but definitely a long time.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So, and you work together as well. So how have you guys kind of figured out your roles? Because I know with me and Kevin, we know who's good at what, and you guys obviously know the same thing about yourselves, I'm assuming. Does he help in the hiring or the firing? Like who's good at what?
Michael is very analytical and he's very good at building teams and he's very good with, he reminds me of like a general. He's very, very good at strategy and all of that. And I definitely am someone who is probably, I'm going to guess more like you, who likes to be in on the creative and the visuals and planning every little last detail. Michael's like more of like, an umbrella person, whereas I'm the detail person.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I feel like Kevin's such a good teacher though. He's such so much better at explaining things to people. Like if I had to, you know, move on from the situation, like I don't know if I have the same communication skills that he does. He's so good at explaining things. So
you guys seem like you're a great team. I mean, what you guys have built, he obviously is a very yin to your yang, it seems like.
Yeah, for sure. I think you have to have that though, especially if you're going to work together.
oh my God, you have to have it. And I always say working together has been one of the hardest things I've ever done business-wise, but it is the most rewarding thing ever there is to me. It's because I feel like in so many relationships, someone's pushing a boulder up the hill and the other person's pushing a boulder up the hill, but it's two separate hills. When you're working with someone, it's almost like you're both pushing the same boulder up the same mm-hmm. hill. And it's way more rewarding. It's way more challenging because you're going to fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've thrown a remote at Michael's face. like I've thrown the mic at him. I mean, it's definitely like, but we also do not work together all day. We work together on the podcast and he definitely is involved a little bit in my product line, but we are not like sitting in an office together all day. I think we would kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin and I aren't literally next to each other all the time either. Thank God. I think over time you realize that's not going to work anyway, but how do you guys separate and have like your relationship and then your work relationship? Because I think we're still figuring that all out because I feel like for us, it's always been kind of like so intense and like, so, you know, fight or flight that we'll forget to have the relationship time.
I think that it's really, really hard. And that's something that I do definitely do not know all the answers on. I'm really about getting away from the phone. So if he's on his phone in bed, I'm not into that. I actually removed the television from our room. I don't like it for feng shui.
I want to as well. He won't let me. He's like a little boy who wants to sit and eat his Cheerios in bed and watch TV.
No, because then that's taking his energy away from your relationship when you're in bed. The bed is for sex and sleep.
Thank you.
We've worked all day. We need a place that's like a sanctuary. And that is the best decision I've ever made. Our chargers are outside of the room. I have like these candles that are red light candles. And so the lights are never on in our room. So at night it's like red light, it's dimmed. It's like meditation, like 5 to 8 frequency music. Like I just want it to be like a very big wind down because we are working all day. So the only tip that I would say is like, try to create that sanctuary in your bedroom where it's like, this is a no work zone. And if you want to work, goodbye.
Yeah. Like the last couple nights, it's us and Pauly D and Vinny. We're watching Double Shot of Love. Yeah. Honey, I know you're listening to this right now. Can we please get rid of the TV in the bedroom? We have TVs all over the house. We can watch shit wherever we want. That's the room to have sex in and sleep in. Thank you, Lauren.
No, 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 no TV. Just, and you know what, Maria, just remove it.
It's too big. It's huge. Kelsey will help me.
The last thing that you want to see after what you do for a living, you're on TV all the time, is look at a TV.
Yeah. I mean, I do enjoy watching my shows, but I don't want to do it in the bedroom. I want that to be the place where is sacred for the things that are supposed to happen in there. Again, sex and sleep.
Yes. It's bad for feng shui.
Lauren. Oh, Lauren, I'm getting killed. He came in the studio.
He came in.
Oh, he was listening in on the Zoom. Cassie, Maria guessed. You can take that one, honey. Oh, fuck. I'm in for it. Lauren, I'm in for it.
Too much EMF in the bedroom.
It's too much EMF in the bedroom. Listen to Lauren. She's my new love therapist.
I'm with it. I just don't think Lauren understands a couple of things.
Oh, no. I'm about to get murdered.
No, Lauren. No.
Try me.
Hon, listen to me on this. No, she's gonna understand where I'm coming from.
No,
listen. So Vinny from the Jersey Shore... This is it. This is his third shot at finding true love. And if you want...
Vinny is not getting me in doggy style.
Listen to me.
No, thank you. That is not, like, making things sexy.
Okay, but you haven't even seen an episode. You have to understand, Pauly is now wifed up from the last season. Season 2, he found his love. The situation found sobriety and his love. Right? So it's like...
I think going to find more love without the TV. I honestly think it will change your life. It's so nice to go to sleep without all that blue light.
Has Michael gotten more sex since you took the TV out?
Absolutely.
There you go. Honey, you can get so much laid so much more if you remove the TV.
No more TV.
All right.
Wow, Lauren, you might have just changed my life.
Lauren, one little interview. My problem is this is the OCD in me. Like now, I have to take this stupid thing down and patch the wall.
You had to patch the wall anyway.
What's that
over there? We had to sand.
No, it just needs
paint.
A little fine sanding. Now this has to be plastered, and it's got, there's a plug there. I guess we'll hang a painting over it.
Yeah. I know, but think about when you wake up too. You're not going to wake up to that big eyesore of a TV with all those cords. You're going to wake up to just like a
the cords
sanctuary.
Are all tucked in. You would know that, Lauren. Come on, they're all. You know what I mean? Everything is. It's just the TV, but you know. It, this is kind of sacrilege, you guys. TV to me, I think it's God's greatest gift to humanity.
You can have that totally have God's greatest gift to humanity. Just have it not in the bedroom.
There you go.
I promise you, you'll get laid more. You'll be more relaxed.
Yep.
No Pauly D.
Yep.
Just good vibes.
Yep.
Well, again, I want to be clear. Pauly D's wifed up. We learned that on season two. It's Vinny that we're concerned about. And the thing is, Vinny's he's like Vinny's mother. Puppy. No, Vinny's mother. It's a typical Italian mother. He's a mummy's boy. It's not as easy as you guys think.
Honey.
It's no matter how many girls you bring Vinny, and he actually is patient. And you see it in the show, Marie.
Distract us with pleading Vinny's case.
Well,
this has nothing to do with Vinny.
Vinny probably does not have a TV in the room. I bet you he got rid of it.
Yep. Yeah, he's very enlightened now as well. If you watch the show, he's reading Eckhart Tolle and he's doing his thing.
Again, that's why we need to see the payoff. I want to see Vinny
in the bar, the screening room, the other guest rooms. We can go anywhere, honey. We can start having fun and watch TV in other rooms.
The Vinny could be great with a Lauren or Maria, but the problem is they bring him all the Jersey Shore kind of girls.
Honey, you're now kicked out of the show officially.
He's invested. He really is.
Well,
by the way, Lauren, you know our network AfterBuzz TV. Kevin started it because of his love and our mutual love for Jersey Shore and Breaking Bad. We were rocking like high low back then, and that's where that network
actually
started.
Maybe it's time to change. Maybe it's time to change.
So he is very passionate about the Jersey Shore.
I like the passion. I really do, Kevin.
Well, I'll let you kids get.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Get back to your interview. Tell me again how rich people hire people. I like that.
Wait, what?
Listen to YouTube. All right, I gotta go.
My God.
Bye, everybody.
Honey. Oh, my God.
He's funny.
Oh, my God. Seriously, he is really fucking funny, Lauren. He makes me laugh so hard.
Oh, my God. He is funny.
Yeah. So we'll have to do a couple's dinner at some point.
I would love to. He sounds amazing. He's very funny.
Yeah, he is. Okay. So back on track. So now you just potentially saved my marriage because it's not going to go well over time. Like somehow we've worked it out for all these years, but I have been begging for this TV to go for so fucking long. And you know, I never thought about it from the eyesore perspective, but it is an eyesore because he got the biggest TV you could find. And it's just sitting on that wall. And we literally go to bed with DJ Pauly D and Vinny. And I think there's definitely something wrong with that.
I just think with everything that happened with COVID and quarantine, I think people are just really in tune right now with nature and what makes them feel good and what doesn't. I think we're just about to enter this realm of life where people are going to be off their phones more and outside more. And I think that just monitoring your environment of where those high frequency things are coming from, like the TV or the phone, is important, especially with what we do for a living, because we're on it all the time. So I try to let anything where I can get away from that, I really try to be purposeful and mindful about it.
I love it. Well, thank you for removing that from my room because I'm going to have
him. I don't know, Maria. I don't know if he's convinced.
No, I think he's going to do it actually because I haven't seen it for a long time, but I'm going to now tell him that you wanted social media proof.
Yes. So nothing.
The TV, once it comes down, he's not going to want to put back up. So I'm going to film it, tag you so you know that this got accomplished.
I can't wait. I hope everyone listening removes their TV from their room.
No, I was going to say, I think we should start the movement, you know, and it should be, what do we call it? Hashtag
no TV.
Fuck your TV. No, perfect. Fuck your man, not your TV.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Your laugh is so amazing.
Thank you. Okay. So now I just kind of want to go back and give everybody a little bit of history. So you started your blog how long ago?
I started the blog 13 years ago. I was attending San Diego State University and doing all the things that I was supposed to do that society was telling me to do. I was, you know, getting my degree and I was working nights and I was teaching Pilates and Pure Barre and I was in the relationship and I just felt really, really unfulfilled, like something was missing. And I've realized now looking back on that and reflecting is because I'm a total entrepreneur and I didn't have that part yet. And so I saw these sororities on campus and I remember I rushed because again, that's like what you were supposed to do. And I rushed and they said, okay, you got in. It's $800 for a semester. And I remember I almost like spit out my champagne. Yeah. What do you mean it's $800?
I didn't know you had to pay.
I had no idea you had to pay. And also I didn't have that money. I was bartending at night and like just trying to figure it out. And so I thought, okay, how can I create this online and do it for free? And how can I not only do it in San Diego, how can I do it everywhere? And so the blog really started sort of as an online community. And this is at a time where like fashion blogs were very, very popular. And it was like what you were wearing and what nail polish you had on, what you were eating. And so I really tried to come into the space with, okay, that's great what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, but what are other women doing? And so I just sort of, I tried to make it bigger than me. And that's so when the Skinny Confidential launched 13 years ago, and it's turned into a podcast, a product line, a book, some exciting things coming up. You've been on the podcast, which is fun.
I have. Yeah. I had a great time.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds, Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to Spice Fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com. So you started the blog, and then it expanded into all of these different kind of realms. Like, what do you see this, where do you see this all going?
Yeah, so I definitely launched the blog with the intention of that to be a platform for a brand. So I knew 13 years ago that I was launching a brand, but to launch that, I first wanted to build the incredible community. And through that, I blogged for, I think, 7 days a week, and I did it for free. Didn't make a dime for 3 years.
Wow.
And I just really tried with every single post to provide the audience with a tangible takeaway that they could apply to their own life.
Mm-hmm. People forget takeaways, so important. Your books,
you're like the same way. Like your books, I was looking at both of your books. I bought both of them. And I love how there's takeaways for the audience. It's not like me. It's like actual things that you can apply to your own life.
Thank you. And I've seen you social too about them. Thank you. That's so sweet. I love takeaway. I think that's so important. And I fought for it whenever I did a segment on TV. Whatever I do, it's like, it can't just be anything. It has to give real takeaway.
Absolutely. It has to do something, because otherwise you're wasting people's time.
Yeah.
And we're in a time right now where we're selling time. We're selling Uber. We're selling Postmates. We're selling things that make people's life more efficient. And with any kind of content I create, I do not want to waste someone's time.
Yeah.
Even if it's an Instagram story, like I have to do something that's educating or entertaining or making them laugh or something that they can take away to apply to their own life. If it's not, it feels boring and not multidimensional enough. And two, they need something. They're going to spend, let's say they spend 2 minutes a day watching my Instagram story for 365 days a year. That's a lot of time. Like there needs to be some kind of meat that they can go take and put towards their own life. And that's why I'm such a fan of audio. It's because it's really the only platform that you're really saving time. All the other platforms are taking people's time. YouTube, stories, Instagram, you're all consuming it staring at a phone. But with a podcast, you can get your nails done. You can go for a walk.
Good point.
Laundry. You can cook and you can also learn. And that is why a podcast for us 5 years ago when we launched just made so much sense for our audience.
I like that. You know, with AfterBuzz, I remember people always telling us, like, I love listening to this on my hike, or I love listening to this on my way to work.
Amazing.
And you're right. I never really thought about it like that. For me, I've thought about, you know, the fact that most people are used to seeing me, not just hearing me. So I've been on both, but I see what you're saying. I think, you know, sometimes you know, I've been told you're supposed to pick one or the other and really lean into it. I don't know what you think about that.
I do not agree with that at all. I think that you're known for your look. Of course, people love looking at you. You're beautiful. But I also think that you have the ability.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Ability to just be on audio, and it's fine because you're interesting, you're compelling, you're warm. Those things come through audio. I think anyone that's telling you to pick one lane in my opinion, is wrong.
Yeah,
I think that you can do either or, you can do both. And to just put someone in a box and say you can only do video, that's just not true.
Yeah. So where do you find your inspiration, your energy? Like, you do so much. How do you kind of do it all and stay inspired?
Yeah, I really am very introverted, which is interesting because my job is so extroverted. I spend a lot of time being still and quiet. I'm a huge reader. I love to, if you haven't kind of realized from this whole conversation, is have like a sanctuary in my home. I'm in a lot of ways very private. I like to cook and just be home and walk and be in nature and work out and do things that are just very low frequency. And then the other side of me is like, okay, when it's time to work, it's time to go. But I'm very much a person that needs to recharge my batteries before I go out and like perform. So I think that's really important. There's this book by Ryan Holiday that's incredibly inspiring called Stillness is the Key. And it's all about just being still. I think that our society has really lost how to sit in silence and how to meditate and how to, I don't know, go to a sound bowl class or just be really still, because that's where I get my greatest ideas and inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of being still. I'm a big fan of meditating. I love to read. So the more I can read, the more sort of fulfilled I feel. But then when it's time to work, I'm 180% in.
Yeah. How do you
so
do
that's
that?
Kind like, of how I balance
have
it.
You burnt out before?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Of course.
And you learned from that and you figured out how not to burn out?
Oh yeah. I've definitely burnt out. I've definitely burned out many times. I was the person that said yes to everything for 7 years of my career. I literally would say yes to, you know, someone who was in fifth grade that wanted to write a book report. I would get on the phone, said yes to everything.
I know. I know the feeling.
It gets to a point though. And Tony Robbins says this, it gets to a point where yes is what got you there, but it stops serving you in the next chapter.
Yep.
And so now it's like, no is my answer. And it's not that I'm being selfish. It's that I have to conserve my energy to scale the business and the community and do all these things and to really be sort of step into the visionary that I want to be. I have to say no. So now I've realized to get me to the next level of, you know, of the movement that I want to make with the Skinny Confidential, I have to say no.
I love that. I think that that's such a hard thing for women. And I'm glad that you've learned it and that you're sharing it and kind of spreading it, because it's true. We deplete ourselves so much and it's hard. And I think that it's hard to like figure out a routine. Like, do you have a routine that you do every day? Are you consistent with something or is it ever changing?
Yeah, I definitely have a routine. And I really think having those padded routines in the morning and in the night really does make a big difference. Forever with my content, I've been very big on a morning routine. And what I would say that is I wake up and I do not look at my phone. I do not look at my phone for 2 hours.
Ooh,
I don't
2 hours?
See it. Nope.
What
I don't
time do you wake up?
I wake up at 7. I don't want to even see it until 9 o'clock. Now, keep in mind, I live in Austin. So when I wake up at 7, it's 5 where you guys are, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's no longer me reacting to people. Now I can be more proactive.
So I was like that when I was in Connecticut. Phone, that helped me. Because on the East Coast, I was like, oh, I can wake up, have my coffee, and it can be chill. This is so great.
I know. It makes me want to move to the East Coast. Isn't that nice? I mean, so nice to just wake up not having a list of things to do.
Yeah.
But I don't look at my phone at all. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it. The only thing I'll do on my phone is I'll put on a podcast. So at least I can make the bed and drink the lemon water and, you know, do all the little things that I do in the morning. And I'm like kind of learning and listening, but I do not touch my phone. So
what do you like to
tip.
Listen to? What podcasts?
Well, I'm huge. This is so funny that you asked this, because Ed Milet introduced us and I'm huge on his podcast. Like, yeah. I love listening to his podcast.
Yep.
But I like his solo episodes because I find him so inspiring when he just has a mic to talk. So So I really like that. I love Lewis Howes. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of Robert Greene. And I, what else do I like? I like Gabby Bernstein. I like anything that's not gossipy. You know, it has to be something that I'm learning in the morning.
Yep.
Something that's getting my brain stimulated, my mindset.
I love it. I think I need to start doing more of that. I listen to things on YouTube. Like I'll listen to Wayne Dyer or Esther Hicks. I kind of do a little of that in the morning.
Amazing. That's great. Like Wayne Dyer is so great. And like Louise Hay, like anyone that's like just going to get you in a mood.
Good to priming.
Sort of tackle the day.
Yeah. When did you start to do things like that though? Were you always like that?
It's gotten more and more as I've been able to interview all these highly successful people like you, yourself. I've been able to really get into the mind of all these incredibly successful entrepreneurs. And what I've done is I've taken little tips from each one and sort of created my own routine. And I think what I've learned is everyone who is incredibly successful is very mindful about how they spend their time. And so everything for me is in my calendar from when I wake up to when I'm meditating. And listen, I don't hit it all the time. I'm not perfect. I'm just saying, I think that it's very important to be intentional about your time. So I don't want to waste my time waking up, staring at my phone for 2 hours, scrolling social media, and then listening to a podcast that's just gossip. Like it doesn't fit in with the life that I want to have. And I think those little tiny habits make a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Hill Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. How do you, I guess, like, what are your best secrets or advice for kind of a young entrepreneur?
I would say you have to be able to figure it out. Whatever it is, you have to be able to spin a negative into a positive. And like I always say, like if someone tells me I can't go in the door and I can't go in the window and I can't go anywhere through the house, I'm coming down the fucking chimney. Like you have to find the chimney of whatever that is. And I would also say that patience, and I know this is boring, but you know, with your career too, it's a lot of patience and little tiny habits that make up to the overall success. There is not one thing I can point to in my career so far where I'm like, oh my God, I went viral and had this epiphany. And like, there's nothing like that. It's been slow, tiny drops of water that fill up the glass slowly. And I think that if you can really understand that things take time and be patient with it and just embrace that, you're going to be in a good spot when it comes to being an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Patience. Ooh. Okay. So those are the good things. Are there things that you look back on and regret? Like, I feel like I'm starting to look back and say, oh, I wish I didn't handle that like that. I wish I had known this then and I would have acted like this then. Do you ever look back at things like that?
What has helped me so much with that is practicing stoicism. And it's not
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Not a religion at all. It's just like it's like a philosophy. It's a practice. And basically a huge part of it is like, I can't control what I can't control. And I can't go back to the past. The past is done. It's over. And for me to even waste 1 second thinking about that feels like a waste of my energy towards something that could be productive. So like, I try to like balance my thoughts like that. If it's something that is out of my control, I just release it. And honestly, that is a practice that I've been doing for like 7 years, and it is not easy. And it is something that I still practice every single day. But it has really, really helped.
Yeah. I like that. Kevin was, in fact, ironically, listening to a podcast about stoicism just this morning.
Well, look at that, though. So he's not only just watching Vinny and Polly D.
He's starting to break out, Lauren. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
I mean, that's pretty good, Kevin.
Yeah. He was quoting Marcus Aurelius yesterday.
Morning, Jersey Shore at night.
It's all about balance.
Rocking high low, guys. Rocking high low.
Hey, I love some Luann and Ramona and all the housewives. So there is no judgment here. Housewives is like my vice. I get it.
Would you ever do that show if they asked you to do it? Would you ever be on Housewives?
I think so. I think I honestly, like, I don't know what they would film. Like, I don't think I would do it. And I'll tell you why too. I feel like the producers are constantly trying to stir the pot there. And I don't know. I'd have to really think about it.
Oh, of course they are. That's the whole thing. Do you know, anytime I've co-hosted, I've been friendly with a lot of them and I've had them on to co-host with me. And my question, I will always ask them, how do you think I would do? And they're like, horrible. We would eat you alive. I'm like, yep, I figured. That's what I thought.
Yeah, because you're too nice and like, you're too bubbly and like, I don't know, but you are beautiful to look at and you're very, very interesting. So I don't think, but then they would want to stir the pot. So I don't know.
They would break my heart. But it is something that I could see you doing. And I think that it would be interesting because of your philosophies and you're a different bird in all of this, right? Like, you're an entrepreneur first, you're beautiful and you're successful and all of that kind of on your own and with your husband, but then like you'd be talking about stoicism with them and maybe they would be like, huh? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if
they
any of them,
me.
I don't watch
me.
The show to know, but it could be an interesting kind of dichotomy. I don't know.
I don't know if I could do the girls' trips. I'm not a sleepover kind of girl. I just,
but
and
that's
I'm
why
really
you would
self-aware.
Be great. That's why it would be like, great.
You know, who's amazing? Kathy Hilton. We all just have to like take a moment of silence for Kathy Hilton. She's amazing.
But think about this, like, I would think it would be hard for you to say no, because it would take everything you're doing and put it on like 3 billion steroids. Like, it just,
I know, but there's so much cost that comes with it. Mm-hmm. There is, it's subjecting your husband. And if you have kids, and it's also like, it changes the dynamic when you go out in public, and it's just access to all these things that I almost think like that's, things that are so important to me, my sanctuary, going back to that, like, I don't know if that would be worth it to, it's like sacrificing my peace.
Yep. 100%. Do you think, like, is there a number for you to reach where you will stop working?
To be honest with you, it's nothing to do with the number. Okay. Michael would give you a totally different answer there. Michael is very number oriented. Mm-hmm. for me, it's just, I have a vision for the Skinny Confidential and I just have to execute it and bring the vision to life or I will squirm. So it's more for me, like instead of like numbers, it's more of like a vision of how I want it to lay out over the next 10, 20 years.
So cool. How do you do all of this and raise a beautiful daughter?
It's really hard. That's honestly, I don't have advice here. It's really, really hard. It's so, so much work working full time and having a kid. And not that it's so much work, like, oh my God, it's so much like heavy lifting work. What it is you constantly feel guilty all the time. I can't remember a time in her life that I have not felt guilty. I feel guilty every single second because every single second spent away, you feel like you should be with them. But then when you're with them, you're like, you have 6 million things to do. So it's crazy to me. And it's really surprising because I was not a super maternal person. It's surprising to me the amount of guilt I feel. And Michael doesn't feel it at all. He's a very hands-on dad, but I notice when he walks away, he doesn't feel this. It's like, it's almost like a woman thing.
Yeah. Well, I think men are a kind of like used to being the breadwinner, knowing their role. They go to work, they come home, they spend their time. I think that we, now being breadwinners as well, need to realize we're working for them as well. So it's like, you are going off, you're going to work so that she can have all the things that she needs, her food, her shelter, her life, you know, her care, her medical, all of that. So I think if you can maybe try to think about it in those terms, maybe, I don't know. I don't have children yet. I just know that's what it seems the difference can be with men and women sometimes.
That's a really good point. I wish we had the answer. I think that it hasn't been long enough with women being so aggressive in the workplace. Like women now are, you know, just doing so many crazy things that maybe 40 years ago they weren't doing.
Yeah.
maybe they were, but not as many as there are now. I feel like every woman I know like works her fucking ass off. And so I think that it's just been an interesting evolution of that. And I really don't have any advice. It's very hard with the guilt, but I'm sure it'll get better. I hope it does.
Yeah. I wonder, Lauren, have you gone on any health retreats that you love?
I haven't. And that's so funny that you said that because I was just looking the other day at Hoffman.
Oh,
have you
heard
of that?
I've had a lot of friends that went. They loved it. Yeah. Kevin wants to go to that too.
That's one that I keep hearing about, but I never, like, I'm always like, is this like landmark forum? you never know. You're always like, what's landmark forum? Like, you want to, I watched that show, 9 Perfect Strangers. I'm like, what's happening? Like, I want to know if it's really legit. It seems like it is.
Yeah.
But I would love to go there, but no, I have not gone on any health retreats. Have you? I need tips there.
I haven't gone on any health ones yet, but I'm definitely eyeballing them so I can like strategically place them into my life where like, you know, and it's like those, I've done Miraval for a weekend once. That was amazing. Or like the Canyon Ranches. I want to find these places where you can just go and recharge. Cause what do you do to recharge now? Did you just, is Mexico your spot?
I love Mexico. I think Mexico for us is so close. For me to get on a plane and go to Hawaii for, you know, 9 hours, it makes much more sense for where I live to just be able to go to Cabo. And we have a place that we like there and we love the people there. They're so friendly. And we just know each other. We got married at the same place. So it's very, very comfortable there. And also it's kid friendly. It's dog friendly. So that's kind of a place that we recharge. But honestly, after everything that happened with COVID, we moved from LA to Austin and we've really decided that, and I can tell too through your Instagram that you're sort of the same way, is that our house is our place where we want to recharge. We want to be able to come here and feel the same recharge that we would feel on vacation.
Yeah, for sure. So are you loving the move?
We are loving the move. I love it so far. We also were in LA in West Hollywood. So I don't think we got acquainted to LA in the right way for us being a family. Like, we came from San Diego. So San Diego is very low energy. It's a lot of nature. It's a little bit slower of a pace. And we went right into West Hollywood. And looking back, maybe that wasn't the most strategic spot for us to move, because it's very young. There's lots of parties. It's music. It's, you know, it's very different, I think, than a lot of parts of LA. So yeah. I don't want to like bash LA fully, because I know there's tons of different areas, but where we were wasn't the right spot for us.
How long were you in LA?
We were there for 3 years. Michael was building Dear Media.
Got it.
And it was just something that we had to do for those 3 years. We were building the podcast and Dear Media. And now we do fly in to do interviews, and we'll get some really amazing guests and go fly in and just sort of batch the podcast. But we're also doing interviews out here too.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, when I think about moving from here, I always think of, oh God, I'm going to have to find all new doctors, and they're not going to be as good as these guys. And like, I just think of like those things kind of hold me back.
Well, you were on our podcast saying how many good doctors you had there. You like were raving about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a big draw. I can see why you'd want to stay there. It also seems like you live too in a way different area than where we
live. Yes, yes. Yeah. I have definitely like a lot more peace and yeah. It's a refuge.
I can tell.
For sure.
I can tell.
You got to come over and sit under the citrus trees with me.
House, it looks beautiful.
Any freaking time.
I was watching, wait, on your stories or your reels, what something was flooding and you were like dressed to the nines and you were having to like fix the flood.
Yeah. And people were like, why didn't you just let insurance handle it? I go, do you really think I have time to let something flood, have it all mold, then have to bring in all these construction people to fix it just because it's covered under insurance, or then try to fight them to cover it? No, I'm going to go in and vacuum this shit up and fix it and move on with my day.
But see, that right there, what you just said is what that's the advice I would give to a young entrepreneur. What you just said, you go in, you handle it yourself. You do what you can do, and then you evaluate it. You step back and you see what needs to be done. You get your hands dirty. You have to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
This culture of like, it's everything's fluff. And like, I want to attribute it to Instagram. I don't know. Like, it's, you have to be able to do every facet of the job, in my opinion, to really be so entrepreneurial. It seems like you handle your life like that too. It's like, you're going to handle it. You're going to figure it out. You're going to find a way.
Yeah. I mean, listen, nothing is above or beneath any of us, and it shouldn't. It should never be. That's not in my job description.
Like, oh, I can't with that. I can't. We need to make a website like about why we can never say that. I can't with that.
To all our entrepreneurial hill squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders in one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO.com with the promo code BETTER. I can't let you go without asking you some skin and beauty stuff. So, what are your top three new beauty finds that, that you're obsessed with?
I am forever obsessed with facial manipulation. There is nothing more anti-aging preventative, better to sculpt the face than facial massage. It's so wild to me how everyone spends all this time working out and getting massages on their body and they don't massage the muscles in their face.
But wouldn't that make it droop? Like, I would think that if you're massaging and loosening and softening the muscles, it would actually droop.
No. I'm going to send you my massage, my facial massage girl. It does not make it droop. You're actually lifting and toning the face when you do it. And you're also getting lymphatic drainage. So you're getting rid of all that puff in the face.
Yeah, so but when you're 43, you need the puff.
No, well, okay. So then what you could do with it.
Lauren, how old are you?
I don't want any puff. I'm 34.
I need the puff. Especially when I'm on my thinner side.
Before you went on television, if you just tried it the night before, I feel like you would love it if you went to the right person because it's almost like an instant facelift.
Interesting. Okay.
So I love facial manipulation.
Okay.
It has to be done right. You have to lift, never pull down.
Okay.
And to me, that's like my favorite. I've read so many old Hollywood autobiographies about like Joan Collins and, who's the other woman that I'm thinking of? Joan Collins and Jane Fonda and all of these different women, Suzanne Summers, and they all rave about facial manipulation.
Like, wow.
It really massages out wrinkles. Like it's just really good for the skin, okay. But you got to find someone who understand, like, you know, you don't want to just go get a Groupon.
Okay. Dead. I love it.
Another beauty tip I'm really into right now is humidifiers.
Interesting. My husband's a huge fan. He outbid on eBay a woman and bought like every old fashioned humidifier that was on the market.
I love him because he's going to have so many plugs in his room. He has 14 humidifiers. He has a TV. He's got his phone charger.
Yep. Oh, Lauren, every day I have to deal with this fucking humidifier on my beautiful tub soaking like upside down so it can drain. And I'm like, ew.
No, we got to get you a cute one. We got to get you a cute humidifier.
He likes the old fashioned ones that like spit at you. And yeah, we sleep with the humidifier every night.
Humidifier is great for the skin. It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is on to something with that.
Well, he does have really good skin. So, okay. Humidifiers.
And then the last tip that I would say, and I feel like everyone knows that I'm going to say this, is ice. I mean, anything that you can do to get cold, ice on the face is going to tighten. It's going to shrink the pores. It's going to boost circulation. And I know this because I had horrible 16-hour jaw surgery where they broke my entire face.
Ooh.
And I was swollen for 4 years. And when I say swollen, I mean the most swollen, like Sloth from the Goonies swollen.
That's so traumatic. Swollen.
And the only thing that worked was facial manipulation and ice. And so that's why I launched my ice roller. And I literally have to use it every single morning. It wakes me up and it really, really takes down puffiness. But you sound like you want to be puffy. So I don't know if I want to recommend it because you like puffiness.
Well, because I'm thin. So like the thinner I am, the thinner my face gets. So if I gain a little weight, then my face gains a little weight. And after 40, you have to be cognizant of that. You'll see, unfortunately, it's going to happen to you too. But you know what I was going to say? You are reminding me that I probably should be more consistent about getting cryofacials.
Yes. Oh my God.
Right?
Cryofacials. Yes.
I mean, it sounds like you can do it easily with your ice roller, which I'll have to get one of those and I'll do that in between, but also a cryofacial, you can pop in and you don't even have to take your makeup off or anything. They just do it and you're out.
That is such a good tip. A cryofacial, absolutely amazing. I don't even, like, you don't even have to buy my ice roller. Go take a bucket of ice and put your face in it with water. So many celebrities, old school celebrities, just loved ice. Marilyn Monroe, they swear by ice. Yeah. So the ice is so underrated. And also move ice and coldness throughout your day. So waking up, taking a 3-minute freezing cold shower, it makes you feel like you're on crack cocaine. You have done the hardest thing of the day, hopefully, in the beginning of the day, where you're building your mental toughness. And it's going to tighten the skin. It's great for weight loss. Like, just getting cold wherever you can is very, very underestimated when it comes to beauty.
I love it. It's also good for the vagus nerve. So that's always good for your mind, gut, body connection. I loved Get the Fuck Out of the Sun, your book. I told you this.
I know, but I wish you were in it. I wish I had met you before the book came out. We'll have to do another one.
There'll be more.
I really wish you were in the book.
Thank you. There'll be more. It was such a great read. And you have some new stuff coming out. Tell me what's coming out product-wise.
We have the ice roller. We also have an oil that goes with it. It's pomegranate and raspberry. And then we just launched a woman's face shaver.
So wait, Lauren.
Huge on
wait,
this.
I'm gonna excuse send you me? Wait, what? A shaver for your face?
Yes.
saw a video of this once and I almost threw up. I was like, what's happening? Why are people shaving their face? There's no way. Tell me about this.
Oh my God, you have to shave your face.
What?
I'm going to tell you why you're going to want to shave your face. Men age slower than women because they shave their face, because they're constantly exfoliating it. Number one, it is so anti-aging and preventative. And not only that, when you shave your face and get rid of all that peach fuzz, even if it's just a little bit, your makeup's going to lay so much nicer and your skincare is going to penetrate through the skin better. I have been shaving my face since I was in high school.
What?
And I was very, very frustrated because at first I was using like Venus razors and then I switched to the little cheapo ones on Amazon, but nothing was like cute and sturdy and there was nothing with refillable blades. So we've been working on this for the last 4 years. It's really cute. It has a little thumbprint for grip. It's thick. It's pink. And you can just remove the blades so you don't spread bacteria.
Lauren, you shave your entire face, like your forehead, everything?
Everything. Not my eyebrow, actually.
Wait, and then your skin doesn't grow back? Like it doesn't grow like if you stop shaving right now, what would happen?
No, it would just look how it looked when I started shaving.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to come stay with you for a couple of days and see the proof. I wouldn't believe
it. Oh, you'll stay with me without my TV. Imagine all the things.
I feel like I need the experiment before I do this because it sounds kind of crazy to me. Like, why wouldn't we just use exfoliator every day?
Because I don't want hair on my face personally. Obviously, everyone's different. Maybe sometimes people do want hair on their face. I want the hair off my face. And also, it's not the same exfoliation that you're going to get with those beaded exfoliations that you're going to get with shaving your face.
Wow. I thought that this was some fad that like some, there was a blogger I was introduced to that was doing it. And I'm like, oh, is she trying to get likes on her blog or something? This is crazy
to me. It helped my acne when I had really bad.
You did it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You shaved your whole face?
Oh, I have the little razors.
This is why I'm launching this product because everyone shaves their face and they're scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's so taboo. And I'm like, why can men talk about shaving their face all day long?
Wait, do you shave your face in front of Michael? Secret.
I shave in front of Michael all the time. And he'll tell me, he's like, it's time to shave that long black hair on your mustache.
No way. Well, your mustache is going to be different than your face, right?
The mustache is, my mustache hair is just thicker than my face naturally.
Yeah.
But I don't want peach fuzz on my face because I really want that makeup to lay in that glowy way.
Interesting. So I did laser for my mustache years ago. And so for the few hairs that are left, I will shave those, but I've never shaved any part of my face otherwise. Like that's
Have you ever heard of dermaping?
I'll use a plucker if I sometimes, or then I'll be like, oh, I'll just shave it. Fine.
But the plucker isn't going to give you the same exfoliation. I would try it. Just try it once. Go slow.
I'm scared.
Go slow.
Wait, got this.
Can we get back to Kelsey for a second? Kelsey, what? You shaved your face in what, high school?
Yeah. When I had horrible cystic acne, I went to like a holistic facialist and she did dermaplaning on me and she showed me how I could shave. The bacteria was getting caught underneath my peach fuzz. Mm-hmm. So when I started shaving it, it helped my acne.
And you didn't grow hair back?
No.
I'm going to completely examine your face in a way I've never examined it today.
You absolutely can.
Guys, I'm going to get back to you,
and Lauren, let me
on
tell
the
you.
Next episode, and I'm going to tell you about Kelsey's face. In fact, when we wrap with Lauren, I'm going to examine you live on the air.
Oh my God. Lauren, I have to tell you too, your ice roller has changed my mornings. I just kind of sit on the toilet and ice roll every morning and I feel like a new human.
Oh my God, I love that. Thank you, Kelsey. That's so nice. I'm so happy you like it.
Oh, it's everything.
That's everything. So wild. So now you don't shave anymore because you don't need it?
I do, but I don't do it. I should be more religious about it. But yeah.
I do believe, Lauren, what you're saying about the makeup laying better. Because I think that I have one side of my face where the makeup doesn't lay right. The other side at least perfect, and it's annoying. And it must be the peach fuzz.
Yes, it's probably the peach fuzz. Just everyone that's shaved their face that I've like converted to doing it has been like, wow, they really noticed the makeup thing. They really, really noticed. What I would say though, is if you're going to shave your face, do it at night, because you don't want to do it in the morning and then go out and get incidental sun exposure. So do it at night, put your skincare on, do something really nourishing after. Don't do like a peel pad or something that has acid in it or something aggressive. Mm. Go to bed, wake up the next morning, do your skincare routine, put your sunscreen on, and then see how the makeup lays on top of it. And listen, you should try it once. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. But I will say that the way it makes the makeup lay is out of control. It's totally different.
How often do you shave?
I probably shave my whole face every 3 weeks, but then I'm doing touch-ups like with like my mustache, like every couple days, like whenever I see anything.
Got it. Wow. I've learned so much today.
You also have laser though. So I don't know. I don't know how it would work. If you already have laser, try it on your face though.
Wow. That might take a lot of courage, but I'm going to check out Kelsey's face, and then I'm going to come stay with you in Austin. I'm going to examine. Just kidding.
You are welcome to stay with me.
Lauren, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you just got back from vacation and you've got a lot going on. So thank you for spending some time and sharing all of your thoughts and advice and everything with us.
I look up to everything that you've built. It's so incredible.
Thank you so much. Wow. That
amazing.
Was amazing.
That was so fun.
That was really fun.
She's a riot.
Kevin is fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
But guess what? I'm so excited because the TV is going to really go. Maria, I've been begging for this forever.
I think you will be such a happier, like you'll get a better night's sleep. I've never had a TV in my room, and I used to bitch at my mom for it, but I'm so grateful they never did it. Cause like, it's my sanctuary. It's my place.
Well, Kelsey, when Kevin was like, I'm putting your TV in her room in Connecticut, I go, why? There's one 3 feet away in the sitting room. The little couch area. Right. Why does she need another one in her room? Because I think it's so unhealthy to we literally get into bed and that's where our social life is now, right? It's like, okay, let's get up into bed.
Right.
We get into bed, we watch TV, and one of us dies first. And I'm like, are you asleep? Or no, I'm asleep. Okay, let's shut the TV off. Who's going to shut the TV off? I'm going to No, that's not how you're supposed to go to bed.
No. Especially if you go to sleep with it on. I know my roommate, like that's her like kind of nighttime routine too.
We don't do that.
And she'll fall asleep and it's on, and I'll get up in the middle of the night to pee or something. And I'm like, damn, dude, that's not good for you. So I love it. Let's see how this goes.
Listen, I like these life-changing interviews. This is good.
That was fun.
I hope you guys had as much fun as we did. Actually, I did promise everyone, come on out here.
Okay, I'm gonna inspect your face. Here I come.
Kelsey's coming out of the booth right now. She took off her headphones. She's setting them down. She's got to give Pooja Vincenza so that she can come out, unless she's going to carry Vincenza. Oh, she's bringing Vincenza. Okay, now come over here, Kelsey.
And this is great because I haven't shaved it in forever, so you can see that it's like...
Yeah, I'm going to see now, and I'm going to give you guys the real, because Kelsey... Okay, I'm moving away from the mic to inspect. Stand by. All
right.
Right? Interesting. Let me examine the forehead. Hold on. Okay, there's nothing on the forehead, everybody.
No, I wouldn't shave. I would only do cheeks, really.
You did cheeks. Mm-hmm. And you had the courage to do this?
Heck yeah. If anything that would help my acne, yeah.
Fucking A. Wow. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get you going on it.
I honestly don't know if I can do it. I really don't know if I can do it. It's really scary for me.
You got it.
But your skin looks normal, like just normal peach fuzz. Like, I would think if you shaved the peach fuzz...
That it would come back.
we would look like Kevin after. Like, it's just going to get harder and harder and thicker and thicker. But it was funny because with my mom at the end, I would shave her mustache because she couldn't handle like plucking or anything aggressive. And I didn't want her to like ever not look right. You know what I mean? Like, you have to preserve people's dignity. And my dad was like, "What are you doing? My hair is going to grow back so thick and whatever." I'm like, "Dad, she's fine. Trust me." And just like I said, I have like two or three things the laser didn't get. It's not like it's grown back thicker either. So I guess that is my kind of live experiment.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Listen, her new hot shaver razor just came out. Her ice roller is on shopskinnyconfidential.com. You can go to the website, theskinnyconfidential.com, Instagram at theskinnyconfidential or at Lauren Bostick. We'll put all of that in the summary of this page. If you haven't, hit subscribe on YouTube. Well, I guess we're not on YouTube today, right? Yeah, we're not on YouTube. If you haven't commented or rated on Apple Podcasts, now would be a great time to do it. The holidays are upon us, and that would be the greatest gift to us. We love reading them. It does help people know when they come see the show what they're in for, what people are saying. So if you would feel so compelled to give us a 5-star review and share with everybody how the show is impacting you or helping you, or, you know, just if you enjoy it, that would be great. And if you haven't joined us on Patreon, at the $10 tier, 10 bucks a month, you get weekly bonus episodes. Let's talk about takeaway, guys, right? Weekly bonus episodes, ad-free shows, okay, and monthly heel events. And those heel events are gangster. We bring in the top experts, the top healers, whoever we've had on the show that's amazing, to lead a monthly experience.
And you guys, 10 bucks. Let me just, this is every time I'm like, we always think that 10 bucks is a lot. 10 bucks is your Spotify. 10 bucks is maybe a coffee and a half. Like, for $10,
we invest in you.
Yeah, to invest in you. And we have so much fun. Heel events are our favorite. So anyways, I just think it's such a special. Well, and for the holidays, you know what I did last year, Maria? I think I told you this. I gifted it to a couple of my friends.
Oh, there you go.
That was their gift. Said,
thanks, queen.
Join us on Patreon.
Did they like it?
Loved it.
There you go.
Loved it. So,
all right.
Think about that.
I like it. I mean, I know a lot of people are spread thin, especially these days. But if you can, you know, join us, I think we definitely try to make it worth much more than the $10. It is, because most of these people would charge upwards of $1,000 for a session. So you get that for just being a member. Anyhow, that is it for us. Thanks for joining us. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.